Hello, and thank you once again for joining us for Riding Through the Ages, our evolving journey through the eras of Kamen Rider. I am Eric.
And I'm Eugene.
And today will be our 145th episode of Riding Through the Ages. And what we are going to do is we are just going to bust through these specials.
Yeah, we decided, we talked about it, we decided let's just watch all five of them if there's anything new in them.
We'll talk about them as if it was a recap movie.
Yes.
So we are going to be watching both President's specials, the shooting special, both Super Work specials, Super Work War specials,
mm-hmm.
and...
They're going to cap it with 35.5.
What created Metsubo Jinrai, that's what 35.5 is called. So yeah, we're going to just watch all these recaps. There'll probably be like 15 minutes of good story in here.
Yeah, hopefully there's something.
Yeah.
Because if it's just going to be recap, it's going to be like, ha, ha, ha.
From what I understand, like, some of them have more than others.
Okay.
So some of them might be this, like, full recap, and we're just like, ah. And then, like, some of them will be like... Yeah. And also, I think I told you about the final episode of Liar Game. The first season of Liar Game was 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
And it just recapped the entire series, but with extra scenes thrown in.
Right. So you had to watch it.
Yeah.
It was, like, a weird torture.
Yeah, because it was just, like... extra things, like this scene would happen and then it would follow a different character for that extra scene. It would be like the deleted scenes for the entire thing, but they just put them in there.
Yeah, you just couldn't watch them separate. You had to watch it all together.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, 3 hours. That was like the Lord of the Ring.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what we're about to do right now because it's six episodes, probably 23 minutes, so 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of it's going to be, you can just tune out other bits of it. You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot that had happened and blah, 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 you know.
And also, to be fair, we started the show with unofficial translation.
Yeah.
So there might be some extra things.
A little different. Plus, it's been, what?
2 years.
Yeah. It's like, maybe we need to refresh our own.
Yeah. We're just like, oh, we got to watch the show again.
Okay, we're going to binge it.
Oh, that would be a horrible idea if, like, you watched episode one, and then you watched episode one and two, and then you watched episode one, two, and three.
Oh,
and one,
my
two,
God.
Three, four. I mean, like how you do with the seasons of South Park.
Yeah. Exactly. Although with that, it's like, it's a time of year thing. Like, I'm like, you know what, right now I'm busy on my game, so I'll throw it on.
Yeah. Pretty soon it'll be not just like a time of year, it'll be the time of a year.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a constant rotation.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my God, so true. Like, if it keeps going.
Yeah. Like, imagine if you were doing that with, like, Simpsons.
Yeah.
What is it in, like, 25 or something? Season 25 or something?
Oh, no, it's, like, way more than that. It's up in the 30s, I think. Because South Park's in the 20s.
I mean, like, to be fair, I could probably do that with... I could do it with Kamen Rider, probably. Just be always watching Kamen Rider.
Yeah, well, you do it with Doctor Who.
Yeah, I do watch... So, I don't, like, watch Doctor Who straight through.
No.
I watch stories of Doctor Who that I like.
Yeah.
Because some of them aren't...
It's better for your sanity.
Yeah, because some of them aren't good. I mean, you can't have something that long and not have bad ones.
True.
I mean, all of them have their charms, but there are some just straight up bad ones.
Yeah, like this is garbage.
Yeah. But yeah, you could also do that with, like, probably do that with, like, if you watched four, you could watch probably four episodes of Kamen Rider every day, and it would take you over a year.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a long, it's got a heavy episode count.
Yeah.
50 episodes, roughly, let's say 45 average, or 47. Yeah. Let's say 47 episodes on average.
It's on a season 32.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you did movies and specials with it, you'd be watching Kamen Rider every day.
Well, like, even, if you just watch one episode a day, you wouldn't even be able to get through a season in a month.
Yeah. I say, because at that point, wait, so 365 days a year, you would only get through like 9 seasons, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe less. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe less. I mean, it really depends on.
But yeah, so it's like you could watch like 4 or 5 episodes every single day and just constantly do that. That would be like, I mean, there's days where I don't watch any TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be, days, because I work 12-hour days, the days I work, I don't watch any TV.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the way I do it with South Park is if I'm, like, say, right now I'm playing Lost Ark, I would have it on, and I would play, let's say I played Lost Ark for 4 hours, I probably went through 9, 10 episodes.
Yeah, I'll do that with Doctor Who. Like, yeah, I'll just have Doctor Who on when I'm, like, grinding, you know, or when I'm just playing a game that doesn't involve, like, a lot of, not a story-heavy game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing Kirby right now, so when I'm playing Kirby, I can have something else on just going in the background, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or, yeah, when I'm just playing a JRPG or something and I'm just in the grinding phase where I need to, like, get those extra levels. You know? And then I'll just pause it when I get to a story thing, get through that story thing, more grinding, put it back on. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's like we can't really guess, like, what's going to happen next because they're recap episodes.
Yeah, and we don't even know, like, what actors they have, what kind of, you know, budget they're working on with COVID going on.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's the plan here?
Yeah.
Like, who we don't know who is potentially sick of the cast.
Yeah.
At this exact time.
I do know that it might have been around this time. But, like, yeah, one of the guys from the Sentai this year, he got it. And so they had to stop then.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they came back, it was like they were limited to how many people could be in a scene, mm-hmm. because they didn't want to, they had to limit how many people could be in close proximity who weren't wearing masks. Because, like, all the crew and everybody was wearing masks. Uh-huh. And it's like on the camera. I've, like, seen behind the scenes stuff for shows filmed around this time, and, like, all the rehearsals and everything, they're wearing the masks and the shields and everything like that. And then just when they say can't action, they take them off. And then when cut, they put them back on. You know, it's like, it's a lot of work.
It is, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, well, I'm, like I said, I'm still kind of a little bit bummed with how great the last episode was.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's so much going on. And then this is when it's.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm like reserving judgment for the end, because it could be that, like, their idea would have involved a bunch of, like, stuff we wouldn't have liked.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it could have been pure crap and we were saved.
It could have been another tournament of, like, jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. Something totally mundane. And
yeah, it could have been like, I mean, it could have been awesome, epic, all the way just rising to the sky, uh-huh. You know, best season ever. Or, you know, because, like, so before this was Zio, which was not really that good at the start. In the end, it got pretty good, but it was still kind of like a mid-level season. But the season before that, Build, was like, had one of the best endings of like past 5 or 6 years of show. So it's like really hard to determine what they were going to do. And also, yeah, so it's like, they're so like, who was the main guy who wrote this show again?
Oh, 01?
Yeah, it was, like, you can just find out who, like, we've said his name probably 1,000 times, so
yep.
It was Ryu Takahashi, Yuya Takahashi. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the guy who wrote X8, which was an awesome show, so it was probably going to be awesome. To be fair, though, there's a bunch of movies, but also X8 didn't end until the movies.
Okay.
It had an ending that was kind of satisfying, but then there was, like, a trilogy of movies
that really capped it off.
That ended it, yeah. Plus the movie True End. It was video game based. So
right. So it makes sense.
Yeah. Because there was the President's special. The President's.
Yeah.
Not the President's special. The President's.
Yeah, the President's
special. the president from X8 and the president from Guy. Dan Kuroda and Guy. And then there's going to be a second one. It's going to be another special with Dan Kuroda. I think Guy also, maybe. But then they're going to throw in, like, another president from X8. And I think it's from X8. But it's just like, some more presidents.
Even more.
Anytime. I would have liked it if they would have gotten the guy from O's. He was president. It was the birthday cake guy from the movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was from O's, and he was a president of a company. Happy birthday. But yeah, there's not much else to talk about. I'm just going to...
Yeah, I mean, we know what we're about to be put through.
At least we know. Can you imagine tuning in that morning?
Oh, dear God, yeah.
And being that kid to be...
And then the next week.
Because you're like, you're used to a... You know, there's a recap episode every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. So the first one, you're like, all right. Didn't enjoy it. 1 out of 5. But next week will be better.
And then your next week's part 2. You're like, what the?
And then you finally get 35.5.
Yeah. That would be so hard. I mean, they had to stop One Piece 2 having a couple episodes. There was a couple weeks where there was just they just recently had to do it again because there was, like, a data breach and, like, someone stole some episodes.
Oh, so they had to just crunch in the three different 4 minute segments into one 16 minute episode.
No, they just didn't. They just aired repeats.
Oh.
Yeah. I've talked about how bad One Piece got. Mm-hmm. Like the first, like I still would suggest starting One Piece with the anime because it's a much quicker pace.
Mm.
And it, like, you can watch the first, you know, 200 or 300 episodes, you know, just starting it. But then after that, go to the manga.
Fair enough.
You know, I mean, it's till like episode like 1046 or something now. I mean, it's so bad that the manga and the anime almost have the same numbering.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
And that's after hundreds of episodes of like doing it the old school way where there's like two or three chapters per.
Yeah.
And the arcs are so long that the arc in the manga is the same arc that's airing on TV.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They caught up.
I mean, there's like still like what's in that's the thing. What's in the anime is actually from like chapter like 900 and something. Mm. But it's like episode 1060 without filler.
Mm-hmm.
Just like 4 minutes per episode. But anyways, that's one of the nice things about the fact that like anime, like TV originals,
mm-hmm,
that aren't an adaptation. Like there is a good thing about an adaptation because it's like you have a built-in audience.
Right, right, right.
I mean, Kamen Rider has a built-in audience.
Yeah.
But
I tend to prefer the anime originals.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that, you know, I don't understand completely why somebody would want to watch One Piece and not just read One Piece.
Yeah.
Or in the case of Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
You actually get something from that you wouldn't get from the manga.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes you're just like I don't, there are some, like if it is not an action show,
mm-hmm,
I don't understand why you would want to watch it. Or uh-huh. Either.
Like I was incredibly disappointed with Silent Voice, the anime, compared to what it is in the manga.
You probably would have been fine if you,
it done it the other way. Yeah. Start with the anime, go to the manga. Once you,
always do the adaptation first.
Yeah. I can see shonen either way because it's kind of the same stuff, right? There's really, it's hard to kind of lose. You can. I'm not saying you can't lose stuff going to the anime vice versa. Just that I feel like the difference is way more stark when you go from drama to animated drama.
Yeah.
It's like something's getting cut. It's going to be something important.
Yeah.
Because you only have an hour and a half to do
40
chapters or whatever.
There's an, yeah.
So, and that's a lot of cutting.
I was.
Oh boy.
I really think that more anime, this might be a controversial thing, more anime should do Full Metal Alchemist style.
Oh, where they just go off on their own thing. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I mean, sure, if you were directly
especially
comparing,
if you go back and do the original again, like after it's done.
Yeah, that's just it. Sure, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is better than the other one, but that's not to say that the other one doesn't have merit.
Yeah.
I enjoy both.
Yeah.
I like the movies that came from the first one that you can't get from Brotherhood because it doesn't make any damn sense.
because Brotherhood, because the original one turned into an isekai.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird German isekai.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but yeah, I think that, you know, you take those things and you like go in a different way.
It's at this point, it's its own story. Go with it.
I was so sad when I watched Brotherhood or when I was reading the manga because I knew the original. I watched the original and then I started reading the manga and I knew that it veered.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really sad that it veered after Hughes' death.
Yeah. You're like, that's where you're like, come on, you have the chance to fix the darkest timeline.
Yeah. Hughes, keep him alive.
No, one more chance. But no.
That was in the source material.
Top three most messed up cosplay.
Yes.
Hughes in the booth.
So, yeah. We are going to watch that.
Yeah, going to hopefully we're not just subjecting ourselves to it. We're actually going to watch it.
Yes. And we will be back. Okay, now we're finally back.
Thank God.
This will be a first.
It was a slog.
This will be the first time we'll talk less about it than the length of what we watched.
Yeah, seriously, three
If
three
we talk
hours.
3 hours about this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically if we count it as a recap for the entire series, we did, what, 4 hours for Saber?
Yeah, we did like 3 hours for Saber.
So technically we could get there, but this is it. We're not done with 01, so we're not going to have that. Really.
Yeah, we'll save that for the 01 episode. But no, so there were six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them were okay. and three of them were trash.
Pretty much. Like I,
except for like a line or two of comedy, they were trash.
Yeah, I would say everything had like it was fun hearing the interactions, but not fun enough to make it worth it.
Yeah.
For at least half of these, right?
Like, yeah.
And the thing is, I can understand the point of the president specials, and I can understand the point of obviously 35.5, but the Super Job Wars, which I'll explain when we get to it. But the shooting special was the one that if I had to peg out of all six of these that I wish that we didn't subject ourselves to.
Yes.
It was the shooting special.
Oh, yes.
That was like, it was not only a recap in the way that they all were, but it was rehashing the same we just saw.
It was so bad.
And it was horrible, horrible, horrible.
You can tell that was those three, the shooting special and the Super Job Wars, those were the reaching.
Yes.
Those are we have.
Yeah, we got to make something out of this crap.
To be fair, we just watched a month and a half of 01.
I know. Yeah. Which when we get to the Super Job Wars, I'll give you my spin on it. Not worth the time there. Like, if we could have just known, like, if we had known somehow, like, there was just a higher level, like, we could download.
Even that. If somebody had told us, we still would have had to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was some fun interactions.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. It's just that a lot of the time, I'm not going to lie to you, a lot of the time, I'm so zoned out and my brain is mush. And so I don't notice that's exactly what happened until, like, two lines later. And then I'm trying to, like, go back through what just happened in my head.
Yeah.
Wait, did they say something new and I missed it because I wasn't paying attention? But
so let's just start up. We'll go pretty quickly through these. We don't have to talk about that long because most of them are just, we'll talk about the couple of interesting things about them. So they starts off with the president special.
Mm-hmm. And it's a clip of when he first got to Zaya.
Yeah.
Like the first time he's up in the arc, and then we see Izu and she's like glitching out. And, you know, she's like, oh, hey, I need help. I'm struggling here. Can you just give me a recap of every battle you've ever had?
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, at least it's framed.
Yeah.
At least it's framed in a way. At least it's not as bad as, like, the Kuga recap, which is narrator talking.
Yeah, seriously. And so right off the bat, I want to point out that Izu is extremely unpolite, but will finish the sentence as if it's like dot, 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 and then the polite way to end the sentence. So
she's rude, but like feudal Japan rude.
Yeah.
Like so she ends with gozaru, which is like a feudal ending of a sentence, which would be added now to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a joke.
Yeah.
She's like speaking almost if she's a rude person in a period drama.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's picking up on it and it's weird, but he's like, okay, but she's obviously glitching out.
And throughout the whole thing, she calls him different names like bro and man and like things like that. And like, it would be as if like somebody was just like, they just end the sentence with like, my lord.
Yes. It's like, say whatever you want to say and then just be like,
yeah,
you know, like if you were to end with,
it's the same way you would listen, like you would talk to somebody and you'd just say chief at the end. Okay, chief.
Yeah.
You know, condescending. And so he goes through it.
Yeah. So there's a few things. Actually, watching this recap, it reminded me of some things, and I noticed some things I didn't notice before. So when we were watching the whole second arc with, because before we were making fun of the buzzword being tool and whatnot, and then we started talking about dreams recently. So watching the recap, dreams was always the thing.
Yeah,
from episode one, that was always the thing.
Yeah.
But the dynamic was, I just realized, in the first part, it was about the humans' dreams and how Humagears helped them realize their dreams. The second one is about the Humagears' dreams and how the humans helped them realize those dreams. So it literally flopped.
Yeah.
But I had forgotten, it, like, since episode one, he was talking about what his dreams were, and, like, all the time
it was about protecting other people's dreams and all that stuff.
Yeah. Like, even the stupid sushi thing was about his, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
he's dreaming passing on and all that stuff,
yeah.
And like the heart of the cards, and
yeah. So it's like, oh yeah, that was a thing, and we also got to see like how wrong we were about the vice president's role in all this.
I remember we talked thinking like, what's the last time we even saw Shasta?
Yeah,
I mean like it's been since the Job Wars.
Yeah, it's been a good minute.
We saw the vice president not too long ago.
No, he pops up every now and then, like for a gag.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's just like,
But so then the other thing I want to talk about the president specials. I don't know if you have anything.
Yeah, I have a couple of things about the president special, but I'm trying to remember if I have anything about the first one.
Oh, the first part. Well, because that's just it. The first part is
it's up until the defeat of Mezuba Jinrai the first time.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Like, it starts off. He says something, and he'll say something about the arc or about Mezuba Jinrai, and she'll be
knowledgeable of that.
Yeah, negative or contradictory about his views towards an achievement against them.
Yeah.
Or she'll say something about how the arc is going to do something, and he's like, are you sure? Like, well, this is so weird that you're saying that, kind of pessimistic, you know?
And then she says she doesn't remember anything, but she remembers Jin, she remembers Sarobi.
With the second part, right, now we get to the second part, and she had to go through this whole thing about his battles and whatnot. She's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I've learned all about that. That's good. I've got that data now, which is, it's just very weird how she's putting everything and the way she's talking and whatnot. Yeah. And he's like, well, not everything, because what about, you know, Mezuba Jinrai? And then so she is now the one info dumping.
Yeah.
And it's about, like, it's very clear, even things he didn't know, because this is stuff happening off screen. He's like, wait, is that how it went? Is that what it is? And again, it's all very, like, she's speaking very positively towards the arc in Mezuba Jinrai.
Yeah.
Not like, I'm putting it not quite right, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. You sat there through it with me. Sorry about that.
So the end of it, like right before the end, moving on to the second episode, he like flashes into the arc.
Yes, for like a split second. Oh, because that's right, because it ends, we get to see a little bit of Mezuba Jinrai, and we got to see Dodo again for a split second.
I remembered Little Sass, and I'm like, that was such a cool storyline. Kept bringing him back. And then...
and we also learned, like, I don't know if they mentioned it in the show, but they, like, when Fua got wrecked and kicked through the throat, that's when they had entered the Naki chips, like episode six or whatever.
That was in the, they said that during the 0.5 episode.
Okay, yeah.
No,
they said it. They said it on the present special first one. Yeah, I wrote it right here. Naki. They, like, when they have him wheeling through the hospital, she's like, that's when they got Naki in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they go into detail in.
Yeah, but that was the first time they told us that.
Mm-hmm.
That was
okay.
The first
so
time.
I'm not crazy.
No, yeah.
I was like, as soon as they said that, I was like grabbing my pencil, like, oh.
I thought like up until that point, I thought Naki was in his head from the beginning.
Dude, that's what I thought. I thought literally
the chip,
like,
was in there from the beginning.
Oh, okay. And then they transferred in the data.
Yeah.
See, that makes it more sense, because I was gonna say that's a whole plot hole that.
He needed the chip to transform, but he couldn't have used the rampaging until after he got Naki in.
Right.
For a split second, he goes to the Ark's virtual reality space.
And he's like, WTF, what is all this?
And then he sees an outline in blur. It's another Kamen Rider.
Uh-huh.
It's no, like, surprise. This is Kamen Rider Ark.
Yeah, because, I mean, even if I couldn't figure that all out by the end of all this,
it would be like, you'd figure out what it is, but you wouldn't be able to figure out the name, but then you realize it's Kamen Rider Jin, Kamen Rider Hobi, Kamen Rider Izuguchi.
Yeah.
It's Kamen Rider Arc. They're not clever with the naming of the bad guys.
Exactly. They're not trying Arc. Kamen Rider Naki. They don't have one, but if they did.
Later.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So
he's sitting there. He's like, "What?" And then he's back in Zaya.
Yeah, like it goes to the next episode and back in Zaya. And then it's the info dump.
Yeah, this is where we get the big Mezuba Jinrai info dump. It's just a whole on recap.
But this is also like him. Like, no, this is the reason why. Like, about helping Kuma Gears and stuff like that.
And she keeps trying to back out. Like, she keeps trying to back out of the conversation. Like, really, I have all I need. And he's like, no. Because here's the thing.
You need to know about the will, like, the hopes of Kuma Gears and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And also, like, it's really funny because, like, Izu is, like, also the voice, like, it's obviously not Izu, but this Izu is, like, the voice of reason several times. Mm-hmm. At, like, one point, like, you guys are both just Kamen Riders. Why don't you just punch it out?
Yeah.
When you're talking about the job war thing.
Yes.
He's just like, why don't you guys just punch it out?
Right.
Or what was another one? Oh, she pointed out the obvious thing, that the flower arranging is obviously the human's going to win because it's being judged by humans.
Yeah. So, you know, it is nice. Like, they're acknowledging a lot of things that, you know, like, obviously she calls Thouser shifty a few times. Like, oh, so he was cheating from the beginning.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I guess you got a good point there.
And to be fair, the flower arrangement thing was his one that he chose. Obviously, he's going to choose one that he thinks he can win.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And to be fair, like, the second one that was the realty thing, she should have won.
She should have won it.
But they decided it was based just on money.
Yes.
She had the happier customers.
Yeah, no, she 100%, she won
The moral victory.
The moral
that
victory. Yeah. But if we're talking about gross payment,
yeah,
and like year to date,
yeah,
money made.
Unfortunately, that was the goal that they had set out.
Yeah, right? Go figure. That is the intent. That's the point of your job. It's not the happiness of everybody else. It's just what we want from it.
Yeah,
I guess what I'm saying is that a realtor company isn't hiring you to make other people happy. They're yeah. hiring you to make them money.
Yes,
but moral victory for sure.
Yeah. And then Aruto realizes she's not who she is.
Yeah, something's wrong, and she just straight up reveals herself.
It's because she said something about not caring, and he's just like, no matter what happened to Izu, she wouldn't say that.
Yeah, it's like, no, this is way off. And he, like, again, she keeps saying positive things or like making really strong conclusions in favor of,
and she knows
Arc
things that
Jin,
Izu
right?
wouldn't.
Right. About like, how do you know that? Like, why haven't we talked about this? If you knew that kind of thing.
And then so. What the Izu knows is she knows everything about Uematsu by Genrai, and she also knows all the stuff Fuwo's been doing because she knows everything Naki knows.
Yeah.
And so knows everything that Fuwo's, like, because that's why she knew about all of the behind-the-scenes stuff for the lawyer stuff, because Fuwo knew all that stuff going on. Obviously they didn't. They didn't do it. Like, why didn't? Never mind. We'll get there to the job thing. Anyways,
So the other thing, like, as far as these two episodes go, we got a really good guy getting wrecked compilation.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah, because we also got like the thing about him creating his new company and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got a nice compilation of guy just getting worked over and over and over again. And then it goes, and then you're like, okay, that wasn't too bad. What's the next one going to be?
Because there's one more thing that happens.
Yeah.
Like she leaves. We hear the Arc laughing.
Yeah.
Well, we assume it's the Arc laughing. It is. But it's like a really deep voice out of nowhere. Like, It's like, what the hell is this? And the real Izu shows back up. Like, he's, oh, there you are. And she's like, what do you mean? I was never gone. That kind of thing. But she's not glitchy. It's the real, you know, her.
Izu, yeah.
And she's speaking the way she should be speaking.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the shooting special.
Yeah.
Which
is just hot garbage.
So before... The reason why they could get away with it in the first two episodes, I didn't notice it right away. They were using old footage.
Yes.
But the reason why they could get away with it is because they weren't showing them having the conversation.
Yeah.
They were just showing him being like looking around and then Izu glitching out, and everything else was like a flashback scene with the voiceover.
Yeah.
In this case, it starts off with what we've seen before.
Yeah, the exact same footage, and I'm like...
It's him walking down like the road, the thing, and then like, he's got his hand on the chain link fence. He's looking off in the distance. She's like, "Oh, you're thinking about what?"
And at first, I'm like, "Oh, they're just doing like a recap portion."
Yeah,
but then like the voices are different. It's bad dubbing.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's bad dubbing because they were talking about, "Hey, what are you going to do?"
And I'm
now
like,
that you
at
know
first, I'm like,
"Your life's fake."
Is it the audio out of sync or something?
Yeah. Well, at first I was like, "Wait, this is," because at first I was like, I was not paying attention. I was like, "This is recap. I don't need to pay attention." Then I realized they were talking about how his life is going to be different now that he knows that everything's been boring up to this point. He's not really. That's when I started paying attention to the fact that the mouth's not lining up.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
it was just, it
horribly
was so
dubbed.
Bad. And it's this, it's a scene where she knocks him out to like, she knocked him out to take Naki out.
Yes. Cause he's strapped to the chair and there's Jean there. It's the same scene.
It's the same scene. And it's just like, I'm going to reveal to you your past so that you can find a new path in life.
Yeah. And so the whole
through
episode,
torture, I guess.
Yeah, the whole episode, we're seeing everything that he's done.
There's some
that he keeps waking up in this.
And twice he wakes up and she knocks him out again.
And it's the same scene of her standing up and knocking him out.
Yeah.
And there's always, you like, even though you don't need to see Gene in the background, he's just, there was no way to get rid of him.
Yes, because he was in this clip. And like, the thing is, like they kind of fix it later, but when you're watching it, you're like, how is this fit? How is Jean there?
Yeah, because it wasn't, I don't remember her saying anything about that.
Yeah, it's like, what? Metropolis and I just call a guy together. We're just going to use their basement for a minute.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple of funny interactions where it's like, she's like, the funny parts is that she's trying to get him to be like not sad and mopey about his life.
Yeah, like, look at how badass you were.
But anytime he starts like being like, I was pretty good, she like shuts him down.
Yeah, as soon as he starts to get his confidence back, she just can't help herself.
She can't help herself.
She crushes him. Be like, well, that's not true. What about this time? Or, you know, and he's like, why are you showing me this negative stuff that's trying to ruin my confidence? What's the whole point of this?
She's like, oh yeah, I was supposed to be doing that. She's just like, she's just so used to like knocking him down to keep him from going crazy.
Uh-huh. And they're like having this conversation. conversation. Like, he boosts her up a few times too.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, because the guy thing happening, and be like, oh, remember what you said the first time you transformed? And so there's some cool interactions.
The hilarious thing is, less, she says something about, you should have taken my advice from the start. And like, they go in, like, the first line she said is just like, that's how you fight and something like that. And she's like, what do you mean? And then it turns out that the advice was, is that he's just been opening the key wrong the whole time.
Yeah. So we've come to find out all he had to do, load it in, and then he can open it up. And so like four or five different times you see him forcing it out, and she's like, I really wish you would just
put it in.
The damn key in. And it makes so much sense.
To be fair, it probably wouldn't work, but it's just like, that's like the funny thing. Because you're like, oh yeah, she puts it in, folded, and then opens it in the belt. And then you're like, oh yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
But then,
I mean, granted, his you know, bullheadedness is what made him be able to open up other keys that he shouldn't have been able to open up. It's just up to that point, there were other solutions to the problem.
Great. She just never told him the proper way to do it, because she hoped that he eventually would stop being able to do it.
And so basically, yeah, it's just them and what they've done and the funny interactions we talked about. It ends with him being like, screw this, you're just trying to ruin my confidence. He gets out of the chair and he like basically hobbles off. It's the same scene we've seen.
It's the earlier scene before that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the one before that, because he's still got Naki in his head and he's, you know, getting taken over. But you see the model in the background. Anyway, he goes up to Aruto and he's like, you know, complaining a little bit. And he's like, hey, man, if you don't want to be a bodyguard anymore, let's just get you a new job. And he's like, oh, that would be great. But as he's saying that, it's the scene where he's like doubling over with pain.
Kind of collapses.
Thank you so much. And he's like holding his head.
And then he goes to
The Super Job Wars.
And 30 seconds in, I wrote down one word that describes Super Job Wars. It's an ad for the keys.
Yeah. So basically, this whole thing, we get to see every single job, like every human gear that had a job in that. And don't be wrong, there's a lot of interaction between the characters, which are, it's amusing.
Yeah.
And we saw a clip of a special we didn't watch, which was the joke battle.
Yeah.
Between him and Gutbuster Taro. But really, this is just like a huge slog. Now,
this is actually, so they've done a couple of things like this. This would be like, and it might have been, and they just repurposed it. This could have been an audio CD.
Yeah.
An audio thing that they just threw in.
But I will say this. I picked it up. I was having those vibes in the first episode of the Super Job Wars, because they were mentioning, like, every time a healthcare worker job came up, they would talk about how super important it is. And this is during the COVID time. So they're doubling down, being like, hey, we should be thankful of this, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Without saying COVID or anything like that.
And basically, the end of the thing is just like, there's a lot of people making a lot of the world go around, and like, everybody's important.
Yeah. The end of the Super Job Wars was them being like, every job's important. We all have work to do. You know,
I did pick up on something in the Super Job Wars that I didn't realize now going back, thinking, because I know what's up. You remember the doctor?
Uh-huh.
You remember the doctor resisted being turned,
yes,
right? And now we know it's because he had already reached singularity.
Yes.
He had reached singularity before. They explained it. He's like past the singularity point.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah. Yeah. It does make sense. So yeah, so basically Super Job Wars was a message to anybody, I guess, that needed to hear it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Just like everything else that was doing it around that time.
And I understand why they didn't do it, but like, really, he should just be if he's not going to be Aruto's bodyguard or whatever, he should just be a private detective.
Yeah. I mean, he fits.
And they actually said, they had Waz on there.
Yes.
And he's just like,
yeah.
It's like, that would have been the perfect one, really.
Yeah, because it ends with him saying, you know what, I know what I'm going to do. And they're like, what, I'm going to be a Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
And same thing with Yua, because at a certain point, they're like, she's sitting there criticizing all the job choices and whatnot, and saying maybe he should do this, and be like, no, he's not suited. And they're like, well, you're out of the job too, so what are you going to do? And basically, they're both like Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Which, you know, yeah, it's a job, I guess, full time. You're not getting paid, but.
Yeah, it's like. Money.
But once you got Sugar Daddy Aruto over here, yeah, so
he'll support your dream.
And this would be, you know, 5+ weeks into COVID, so, or, you know, more than that.
Yeah.
So this is around the time that they're like, let's get back to work, right?
And then it was all a dream.
Yeah.
The entirety of the Super Job Wars and the shooting special was a dream, which just means Fuwa's dreams were badly dubbed.
Yeah. He's like, man.
All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, yeah. He was just using things that he knows. That's why it was all. That's why Jin was there, because the only time he's ever been there, Jin's been there. So it was all his dream. It was all weird.
Low budget.
His dreams are low budget.
And then, yeah, now we get to the actual important bit, 35.5, which is a recap, but with this is the one that we were wanting for all of the rest of it.
Yeah.
The President's Special had maybe 10% new stuff, 90% recap. This one's like 25-75 or like 30-70, yeah. You know? Yeah. So this one was what we wished all six of it had been.
Yes. So 35.5 starts out in Daybreak Town. There's Hirobi there, and he's just like, the Will of the Ark standing around.
Uh-huh. Like, what do we do next?
And you then know? He hears a voice, and it's Izu, but it's not Izu.
It's Az.
It's Az.
Azu. Yeah.
So then, like, it actually kind of makes sense now. It's Iz, mm-hmm. was, and Az.
Yeah, see, the thing is, now, I'm going to double down on this. I understand that the word is Iz, but the name is still Izu.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Like, we're still going to say Izu.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, you can't translate it as Iz, even though, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. For a few reasons. First off, that's not how they pronounce it, which is extremely important in my view, because it's a personal pronoun. Like, I don't care if they're saying saber. It doesn't sound like they're saying saber. You know what I mean? That's just it. They know. That's just it. When they say Kamen Rider saber, they're able to enunciate. If they really wanted it to sound like is, they'd say is. But they're not. They're saying Izu. So, I'm doubling down on it. It's a name, and I'm definitely not. We get times where, like, is, was. Don't. You're hurting my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does hurt when they're like when their names are like written out, because if they're just what are those words called? They're not pronouns. They're just adjectives. They're not adjectives. They're something. They're particles. Prepositions, maybe.
I don't remember.
They're pretty much. I mean, we don't have particles in English, but they're English particles.
Pretty much. Yeah, and so yeah, it's Izu up to this point.
Yeah.
We're not going back. I don't care. This is the hill I die on. Yeah. It's Izu. But it's important to know that it's is, was, and as,
yeah.
For the sake of how they're the naming convention.
Yeah, the naming convention is. So she's like, I'm the secretary of ARC. Basically, I'm the Izu for ARC.
Yes. And she's, yeah, much different.
Yeah.
So I wonder how much fun the actress had.
Yeah, so she plays it as like the hyper, like, rude girl.
Uh-huh. You could totally see her dressed like with a Gyaru outfit. And it would work fine.
So it's like she's abrasive and like not abrasive to. She's abrasive to make you to be off-putting.
Uh-huh. Especially with as we're watching this episode, we find out what exactly she's doing.
Yeah.
Is she's trying to get them to feel something akin to singularity.
So they're like, she's throwing them off balance.
Because she even says it right here. It's like, we got to talk about these singularity points. And Hirobi's like, what are you talking about?
It's a test that ARC is having. We got to test your singularity things.
Yeah, we got to find out what caused it and stuff. And he's like, he's kind of confused. He goes to the opening.
Yeah.
And when it comes back, she's like, you were, like, Aruto's pretty sure that you reach singularity because you're a father or something like that. And he's just like,
he's like, no, it's all about the ARC. It's all about the ARC. And she's like, oh, so my ARC is an awesome ARC is what you're saying.
And the other thing too, is we see like stat cards pop up next to their face. Cause she's like scanning them.
Yeah. So it goes through this whole thing. It's like, well, you might've sacrificed yourself for the will of ARC before, but you didn't have to do it the second time.
And we see her save him. Gene, and she's like, well, why'd you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, he's still confused. He has no idea. And yeah, she said, okay, well, if it was easy as you're saying, oh, Will of the Ark, that's all I need. And he's like, well, sure. And then she counters with the Jin bit, and he's flabbergasted. Like, what do you say to that?
And so he's just like, see, that's the phase of a doting father worrying about his baby boy.
And this gets him thinking, is it? At which point, she whips out this key, presses a button. It says Malice Learning Ability. Her eyes flash all red. Then his eyes all flash red. And it's like sucks his brain into it. And then he says, for the Will of the Ark.
Yeah.
And she's like,
so it's
okay.
Like she's sucking out his singularity.
Yeah. And he's like, well, that's one down. Or she's like, well, that's one down.
Is it next is Ikazuchi. And so she goes to him. What's nice to notice is that both Naki and Ikazuchi have the newer headgear.
Uh-huh.
Which is so much better than the old headgear. Uh-huh. The old headgear that just looked like a pair of, like, headphones turned back. That you just like, those things are going to fall off any second now. What are you doing?
But he's like, sup? And she's like, oh...
She's talking about the will. Your singularity is based off of your brother.
And he's like, no, it's not. I'm 100% for the ARC. Don't forget, I'm the guy that brought him back. Like, he's super hype on himself.
Yeah, he's like, hey, come on. And she's like, she tells his backstory. And he's like, you forget to mention the fact that that was like my sleeper agent.
Uh huh. And she's like, oh, so.
At one point, she just like pushes him out of the way.
Yeah,
she's
like,
yes, it's
and he's like, oh, okay.
And he's just like, but what about your brother? He's probably so sad.
Yeah,
he's like,
poor little bro. Aw. And he's like, well, what about Subaru? And she's like, oh, you just said his name.
And he's just like, really? And he like gets up, but she gets all up on him. She's like creeping on him like a predator. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, ah.
And because she starts talking about, like, you see his interview, or not interview, but interrogation, I guess, with Aruto. It's not much of an interrogation, but so I guess an interview.
Yeah.
And you just see him hyping up his big bro. And then he's remembering the times with his little bro.
Yeah.
And then he starts thinking, like, is she right? And then she just presses the button.
It sucks out the singularity from
him. And then he's like, the will of the arc. And I'm wondering, did they lose everything that was making them?
Maybe. Who knows? We
don't know yet, right?
Yeah.
So that's my theory going through this.
Yeah. So them getting it back would like...
Calling weakness.
Well, if they lost it and then they get it back, would that be enough of them to turn against the arc?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? That's giving me hope that we're going to get... we're going to be on the list, man.
She's like, okay, we're going to go to Naki.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we actually learn some new stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it turns out that Naki... Also, when she was talking to Ikazuchi, pointed out he was an astronaut, Humagear. Hirobi was a father, Humagear.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to Naki, and Naki's just like, I don't remember anything.
It's like,
about
I don't know stuff. It's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, it's like all those memories were erased by Guy.
Yeah.
And Az is like, okay...
because she says, I think your singularity point might have something to do with your creation. And Naki's like, well, you know, that's when she mentions that I don't know anything about my creation. And then she says,
Az is like, I know all that stuff. You were a system engineer, Humagear, which mm-hmm. totally makes sense.
It does.
Why Naki was able to get past all those firewalls. Mm-hmm. And is also, it turns out, did it just suggest that Naki created the Zaya spec?
That was my understanding, because it was
like at least the tech behind Zaya spec was Naki's creation.
Yeah, because I think suggests it wasn't like a hard. I don't remember her saying it, explicitly so much as pointing out the timeline.
Yeah, of like Naki was working for Guy while Guy was doing all this.
Uh huh.
And
because he also worked on that project.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm thinking Naki was in charge of, which would make sense about Naki being able to like circumvent all firewalls. Yeah, and everything.
We can make a very safe assumption that before the Daybreak Town incident, is Naki was there as the artificial intelligence that he then commandeered for his own purposes when he was no longer on the Zaya project.
Yeah,
right. That's how I'm looking at it.
So. Unless they say otherwise, I'm just going to assume that everything great from Guy was created by Naki.
Yeah, I have no reason to believe that Naki hasn't been with him since Daybreak, right?
Yeah.
So, like...
In one form or another.
Yeah, in one form or another.
Either is like a full-on Humagear or it's just a straight AI.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because, like, there was a scene with Naki talking to Guy, and I'm like, Naki could have easily been a hologram. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that point. Like, if we were like, Naki didn't have a body then, it's like, oh, hologram.
Yeah. If it was just your crappy little 80s computer, like, you can't let you do that, Guy.
You know,
it still works for the sake of...
And so then the whole thing about Naki coming to fruition in Fua's head.
Uh-huh. And, like, her wanting to...
Have her dream to be... Other Humagear's dreams.
Yeah, like she wants to, because she wanted to make sure that the model
did the runway thing.
Yeah. And so that's when.
It was interesting because I remember the model's dream was not to do the runway. It was just that a Humagear do the runway.
Yeah. Anybody.
Yeah. So that's why Izu was able to do it. And Aruto for some reason.
Yeah. just because.
Because he owes Izu.
But so the Azu, I don't know. I actually don't remember how they pronounce it. I think they actually did pronounce it as Az. That's why I'm so sure it's Izu.
It is Azu, but okay, it's just you read it as Az and it just sticks in your mind as that. If you would have been reading it as Azu the whole time.
So Azu is like, oh, I think I figured it out. And Naki's like, what? And she says, your singularity is Humagear's. And I don't quite understand what the hell she's saying, but I guess I get it.
The freedom of Humagear's or something like that. Because it kind of turns out to be the same thing with Jin's mm-hmm. a little bit, but
I do want to point something out though. When she does the malice ability thing, it's Az that says the will of the arc, not Naki. And the only reason why I'm making this distinction is like my theory going into about Jin.
I think they both say it.
Oh, both at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be. Yeah.
It shows Azu, but Naki's voice is going too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
So it's like Azu's controlling Naki. Like Azu is like in charge at that point.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I almost feel like, because that's what was happening with the first two, right? Like, It's almost like, because you could see them, like, kind of stand straight up and go as if they were just lobotomized and then now reprogrammed.
So, yeah, it might be that we also hear Azu's voice at those points, but mm-hmm. I think what this one is definitely showing that it's, like, she's the one mm-hmm. saying it and they're copying.
Yeah. Because the first two, you're getting, like, an idea of something being off.
Yeah.
But then they both started by saying, Will of the Ark, you know, I'm for the Ark.
Yeah.
So it's not off as in outside of the realms of possibility, whereas in this case, it's, like, very clearly, like, a switch has been flipped, right? And then she's, like, she doesn't say anything. It goes to Jean, and he's standing there in the room, and he's, like, looking around, and then Aruto comes in, and Aruto's like...
And then Jin's like, what are you doing here? And Aruto's like, I just want to talk to you.
It's like, bro, I just got to know, like, what's your purpose, man?
Yeah.
Like, what were you made for? And Jean's like, what are you talking about? It's like, you know, we have no records of you in the Eden database anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you don't exist, but we know you were made.
So that really, like, is interesting now in thinking about it, because, like, all Human Gears... If they go down that path or not, we're made for a reason.
Uh-huh.
The astronaut Human Gear, system administrator, father Human Gear. But, like, Jin was created by Hirobi.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hirobi just made a Human Gear.
Yeah. It's interesting. We forgot to mention it's interesting for Ikazuchi because he was made for the Ark.
Yeah.
But since that project didn't launch, he was then used to train his Subaru for Zaya. So... That's the only reason he was kept around.
Yeah.
So really, you know, you're an astronaut for the Ark. Technically, you can use the not part and go to the sea, I guess.
Yeah.
Big, deep lake.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's like, well, I mean, unless Jin was created to be a sun Human Gear. Because
he asks, he's like, you know, what's your purpose? And Jin says, you know, oh, for the Ark. And he's like, no, it's not that. Think deeper. And then Jin's like, well, I don't know, I forgot, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, because what are you going to say, right?
And they go through some Jin history and stuff.
Yeah, because we see, you know, bits about how, like Jin mentions that it wasn't so much, you know, because originally he was taught to hate people just because the Ark, you know, Hirobi and the Ark said, hate people. And then it was like, well, now I just want to help Human Gear because I feel bad for him because he's seeing, you know, times that they're destroyed blatantly. Yeah. And then he's like starting to think for himself, like, well, you know.
I just want to free Human Gear. If that means destroying humans, oh, well.
Yeah.
Like, his end goal isn't, like, before his end goal was destroy humans.
Mm-hmm.
But now his end goal is, so, like, his end goal was destroy humans. If it frees Human Gears, oh, well. Now it's like, it's free Human Gears. If that destroys humans, ah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. there was, like, a subtlety there I can't quite explain. Like, when he was talking about it the second time and we were seeing Ikazuchi get destroyed as Dodo the first time.
Yeah.
There was a subtlety there. He was trying to explain the situation, how he was feeling in the moment versus how he feels now. How he's feeling in the moment is he was just pitying the fact that the Human Gear died, which is somehow different than how he feels now. So I'm wondering if he's making a line where he can see how Ikazuchi being destroyed in that situation wasn't as bad as, say, I'm trying to think of an example where Human Gear got destroyed that wasn't Ikazuchi, but so, any, like, of the others.
I think it's going to be interesting because for him to, like, create the distinction about the fact that, like, when, like, Hirobi died, that was the will of the Ark.
Uh-huh.
And I guess same thing with Ikazuchi.
Yeah. So that's okay. So that was where the distinction was. I felt like he started to realize that the Ark was using them as tools in the same way that Human Gear, like humans who are malicious, would use a Human Gear as a tool. So that was where he was starting to see the
There's something going on there.
Uh huh. So it wasn't as easy as kill all humans or save all Human Gears. It was like, you know, there's something there.
And then
siding with the Ark doesn't necessarily mean save all Human Gears.
Yeah. Save all Human Gears is his goal, but if the Ark is against that, he'll be against the Ark.
Right. So, yeah, that was the point of this up to time. Because there's, like, two different times that Aruto's asking him, what's your purpose? And that's how it gets to this point.
Yeah, it gets to the point, basically, that, like, he is not about the Ark. He's about Human Gears.
Yeah. So now that he's explained that, Aruto's like, okay, well, you know, at the very least...
How did you get resurrected?
Yeah, how'd you get resurrected? And he's just like, you know what? Let's just stop the bull. All right? This is a simulation.
Yeah.
And Aruto's like, suddenly he starts glitching out. And then it's Azu, and she's like, oh, you got me. Yeah. So Gene says something else. I can't remember what he's like. There's no, he says President Arto's not here. That's what he said.
Yeah.
But anyway, she
and he's just like he just figures it out. He's just like, oh, so you're the secretary for the Ark. He's got this whole thing down. Mm-hmm. He's like, and she starts talking to him about it, and he's just like, you just want my singularity data.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the whole thing down pat.
And she like whips out the key. And she's like, yep. And he's like, okay, well, you can have it. And she
well, like they go and they'll be like they ask about it, and he says that his singularity is the person who taught him everything and is Hirobi.
Mm.
And she's like kind of not buying it. And he's just like, that's my singularity data. Take it.
Yeah, take what you want. And she's like, okay. So she takes it and his eyes light up. And then he says,
but it's not the full effect that it was on the others.
No, because you don't see like the data transfer. And he doesn't say for the Will Arc. He's like, okay, well, is there anything else? That kind of thing.
And she's like, I guess that'll work.
Yeah. So something's off.
Yeah.
So it's like it didn't work or it worked enough to fool the system.
Yeah.
But he's still Gene. Whereas the other three, it's questionable.
Yeah.
Like, there's no question in my mind that he is still him,
yeah.
whatever he is,
yeah.
versus they are now back to, they got a system reboot.
Yeah.
You know?
So they got downgraded.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the next thing is her in Zaya, no, in Ark.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, I got it all.
Yeah. And he's just like, oh, there's Ark.
It's like, perfect. And soon I will be
more powerful or whatever that your beautiful minds can handle.
And like, the camera thing switched and you see that there's the figure is a little bit clearer than it was when Aruto saw it in the ending of the first episode of the present special.
Yeah. And then it goes to Jin, who's there and he's like talking on his little earbud thing because Jin is the only one who has like cool headgear. And he's just like, yeah, everything's going according to plan.
Mm-hmm. The Ark is on the move.
The Ark is on the move. And you're like, Jin's a double agent?
Yes. So sweet. But we don't know who he's talking to.
Yeah. It's Arto's dad.
Yeah. Dude, I was considering that. I'm like, what if his grandpa never died?
Oh, yeah. His grandpa never died. But like his dad has been
legit dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the whole thing from background.
Dude, that'd be a huge, huge. Because the thing is, they have the actor. They have the face for him because they have the human gear.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know if they still do.
No.
Because they've only shown that one scene. He was in the movie.
He was in the movie, yeah.
But also, how awesome or messed up, I'm not even sure if, actually, it could be that he could be working with Yua the whole time.
Too, yeah. And that would explain some of the weirder behavior that she was having.
Or Izu.
Yeah, that too, right? Seriously.
The only one I don't feel it could be is Aruto because he's not good at this type of thing.
No, Aruto is definitely
not. Could be Fuwa. It could be any of them. But
yeah. Like, it could even be the doctor who was, the Dr. Himagiri that was kidnapped. Remember, he was the one that used him.
Oh, yeah, the bot.
Yeah.
The inventor human gear, not the doctor human gear.
No,
that's different.
And we see, so it ends. We see a preview of the next episode, and it looks like right away Ark's coming back in human form.
Yeah.
Unless something really funky goes.
So most likely he won't. Like, there is a good chance.
Well, human form, I say, but
no. Yeah, it'll be in like just Kamen Rider form always.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any reason to give him a flesh and bone look.
Yeah. I mean, they could if they have a good actor for it, but like...
Yeah, I guess just the way I'm thinking about it is if it's...
It could be Guy.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Dude, how messed up would that be if Guy is the double agent with Jin? You were like, it's all been a play the whole time.
I guess in my point of view, it's cheaper on the costumes. Like, you already have the costume, so there's no point in having the actor go through makeup first off. Second, it's safer for everyone on set if you believe that COVID is going to, kill everybody.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the idea.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's false. I'm just saying that.
If you got a mask on, you're safe. Yeah.
And you don't necessarily...
It also is more menacing.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing also, the important bit here for me is that you're a robot or an AI or, an artificial, whatever you are, that despises human beings. Why do you take the form of one?
Yeah, you remember how much, they pulled it off because of the actor, but like, remember the menace of Caliber before he showed who he was?
Yeah.
I mean, they got a good actor to play that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we didn't get something else in
its
place. But
there was something about him, the inhumanity of him always being in writer form.
Yeah, like there was something there that we lost when we saw his face. We gained something in its place that was equally cool, but different.
That would be awesome if, like, the form is Aruto's dad.
Or grandpa, either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would also be cool because that would be exactly the kind of thing. Now, that he... I was saying that there's no reason to take a human form if you hate them, unless you're trying to do something.
Unless you're trying to mess with them.
Yeah. Now there's purpose, right? You've added purpose because of that reason.
It's some random guy, and they're like, "Who is that?" And they're like, "Fooey, that's your dad."
Right. And I'm just saying, big brain plays. If you start off as a Kamen Rider, you can't be dehensioned.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Never dehensioned. So, yeah.
My suck's pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah. Like the middle three episodes? Uh-huh.
Because it was a recap and it was like in the shooting special specifically.
It was all a dream.
It would have been so much easier to just have them talking with just stuff happening in the background than have like full on scenes that you know are from previous episodes.
Yes.
And there's no way to hide it.
Yeah.
So that's my suck. And
I mean, you could have literally just been having like random scenes playing over, and it'd be like,
it would, yeah.
it'd be like, Fua would be like, "What's happening?" You're like, "We're in your mind, we're trying to run through some stuff," and yep. Then you'd just be like how they did it with the President special.
Yep. You know. Yeah, President special, that's just it, too. They started off with the right way to do it on a budget versus the second way, which is like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't suspend disbelief.
What I think it was is like the first one was like, okay, well, we have this plan. We're going to be shutting down. We have this plan for a couple weeks. We're going to be shutting down for a couple weeks. And then it would be like, we're shutting down for three more weeks. And then they'd be like,
oh, now what do we do? Yeah.
Zoom call this. And then... So, and I know I'm not even going to bother with the writer ranking for this.
No. No bother. No,
I mean, like, ranking. If anything, it would have hurt any of them. So, like, it's not the writer's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I
would give a bump up on Gene if he was on the list, but he's not. So
yeah.
There you go. As far as Sugoi's go, there was one thing that I noticed, and this is also, like, kind of a recap. You get to see something you forgot. I forgot Arto had a catchphrase, man.
Oh, yeah. The only one who can beat you is me.
Yeah, it's me. I forgot about that. And so, and Fu also had one, but I can't recall it. There's something that when they were doing the flashback, it was apparent. Like, I wouldn't notice it watching the episodes, but they did it. Like, there was like six scenes in a row where he said the exact same thing.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And I'm like, oh, shit, he has a catchphrase. And so I was like, okay, unknown catchphrases to me. Like,
yeah. Yeah, the only one who can beat you is me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to say that. I think he just said it not too long ago, but it's just like you don't really remember it.
Yeah, well, because if I were to say what was, if you were to tell me, hey, Eugene, what's Arto's catchphrase? I would have been like, Arto Janito.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have told you, you know, Oreda or whatever the heck it is.
I remembered it being his catchphrase, but I just remember he doesn't say it nearly as often as like
Saber or
I'm the writer of my own story. I don't remember even what it was exactly. But yeah,
I'm the one that'll write the ending or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't phrase it now because it's awkward.
Yeah.
Makes sense when you read it, but
oh, and then Revise is like, I'm getting fired up, I think it is.
Oh, yeah. Ikizo. I can't remember how he says it.
Yeah, I'm getting fired up. And then, like, Hiromi's is like, I'll die to save the world or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the next episode.
I'll do whatever, even if I die.
Yeah. The next episode of Kamen Rider 01 is entitled, I Am the Ark and a Kamen Rider.
Which I feel like that's definitely a good title,
yeah.
Considering how often they've said that something similar to that.
Yeah, they've been a president and a Kamen Rider, and I'm also a president and a Kamen Rider.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, yeah. Do you think this is when the Zaya and the other guys have to team up to fight Ark?
Oh, you know, that's just it. That's the interesting thing is there's a lot of ways that this can go. I feel like for sure, just on this episode, if I had to make a guess, we have Hirobi and, well, the first three, we have those as enemies. Naki is the one that's going to control any kind of goon.
Yeah.
And then we have the other two, which are actual bruisers. I don't think, this is where it gets tricky because Gene could be against them or sudden ally, right? Yeah. And then, like you said, the Ark is there. So the question is Guy licking his wounds or do they need the muscle? And so it's like, we are tentative allies. Not really. Like, I hate your guts, but we have to take on the Ark or else all is lost.
Yeah.
And the Ark is the one that's taking over your product. So win-win, right? So, I mean, it could go like that or it could be like, screw it. I'll do this myself. I can't trust Guy. I'm still going to try to connect with Gene, but Gene's doing whatever he's doing.
The real question is, how soon are we going to see Ark beat Guy?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He's going to walk. Because Guy's going to come back in. Because
everybody
beats
Guy now.
Yeah.
It's like the running joke now. Of like, let's just beat Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. My only question as far as that matchup goes is Ark going to Guy or is Guy going to Ark?
guy is like Worf from Star Trek Next Generation. He's the Worf effect.
Yeah, now we've got a good idea of his power level.
And then everybody can beat a guy. Yeah. But our next episode, like we said last episode, it will be this, our next episode is Kamen Rider 71, the revived mummy monster Egyptos.
I liked Mummy Monster.
Mummy Monster.
But yeah, mummy monster Egyptos.
Yeah. You know, basic mummy powers, shooting fire, creating sinkholes, you know, the basic ones.
So a question for you, did we even hit 40 minutes on this?
Maybe after like adding in the beginning and stuff. But yeah, it's like we could drag it out, but there's just not much to talk about this. It's not that good.
Right. And no, it was one of those things where my brain was going in shutdown mode. We had to take like three breaks. We had to go eat and then we had to watch.
But it's like one of those things that's like, I definitely wouldn't have watched this. Would have been something that like stopped me from watching the show if I didn't have to record it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially okay. Like you get through the two president specials, right? Like,
I might have skipped the specials altogether and just watched the 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the 0.5, but might have even skipped past that if I just found out it's also a recap. And to be fair, if you guys are like haven't watched it, you can skip the specials.
Uh-huh. I would say there's at least a little value in the president special, just to get that build up to
remember. If it's been a while since you've seen the start,
yeah, and the interactions with him and Fake Izu to lead up to the reveal of Fake Izu. Yeah, right? That's the only thing, and even that's a stretch. If you want to cut out 40 minutes, you still can.
Yeah,
you know?
But the shooting and the job ones. Those
ditch them. Yeah, throw that down. If you love Fuwa and Yuwa interactions, and then by all means,
yeah.
But if it's like if they're your
OTP, that's your life.
Like yeah. But really, just save yourself the effort. Just 35.5 at the very least.
Just watch what the preview show you.
Yeah, yeah.
The preview show you 35.5. You can just watch 35.5. And, like, you'd be fine. And, like, 35.5, the preview showed that there was a Fake Izu. So, like, even, like, the advantage of the president's special is kind of lost a little bit there.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, just have them running in the background so they at least show as played for the people who are following the counts of things.
Right. I mean, because other than all of that, you also just listen to everything. So any value you could get from those five specials.
Yeah.
And if we miss anything, please tell us.
Yeah. So you can email us at fanboyopinion@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website, fanboyopinion.com, and follow us on Twitter, fanboy_opinion. I've been Eric.
And I'm Eugene.
And we will see you next time.